Okay, good morning. I'm Brigadier General Evan Pettis, and I'm here with Chief Master Sergeant Shunaboom from the 378th Civil Engineering Squadron. So tell me a little bit about yourself, Chief.
Yes, sir. I'm from Colorado Springs, Colorado, originally. Been in the Air Force for 24 years, proud civil engineer. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So, my background, obviously, is civil engineering. My specialty, however, is electrical power production. Like I said, I joined the Air Force in 1996, and then I've served in a myriad of traditional civil engineer squadrons, as well as a few years in an air control squadron out in Germany, and a few years in an intelligence squadron in California.
Oh, very cool. So power production, that's kind of important here at PSAP. It's kind of a thing.
Yes, sir, a little bit. Every time you turn on a light switch, my Power Pro brother's doing their thing.
Fantastic. Well, tell me about the 378th Civil Engineering Squadron.
Yes, sir. So, our one line, what our mission is to continue to sustain, improve, and support the wing's flying mission as well as our joint partners. But what we do, our day-to-day operations, what we earn bodies for, I'll run through a couple of things that provide electricity to our entire base. Hundreds of miles of electrical distribution cables and equipment, utility lines. We have miles of utility lines bringing clean water in, taking wastewater out. That all requires maintenance. We have hundreds of tents and other facilities require upkeep. We take care of some airfield maintenance, and we do sweeper operations. We have an entire flight of emergency personnel that take care of our fire EOD responses, and they respond to anything, especially our fire folks, medical emergencies, fire emergencies, and IFEs as well. We have a whole group of emergency managers that keep our walk up and running, and they keep us ready to respond to any kind of threat that could be posed to PSAB. We have an entire engineering team, which by the way is the MSG's team of the month, but they're dedicated to planning, programming all of our future projects to continue to expand PSAB. And last, most definitely not least, we have the Force Protection Flight, and they take care of escorting all of our contractors on and off base hundreds of times safely every day.
Well, it's amazing to me. I mean, a base like PSAB really depends on its engineers, right?
Yes, it was
we were bare ground in most of the spots that we're living and working not many months ago, right? So we've built it, and now we got to maintain it, and the conditions are harsh. And so your folks are out there 24/7 to include in the middle of the heat. I see that all the time, and it's really, really impressive.
Absolutely, yes, sir. Our folks, they're used to working in these environments. We deploy a lot. It's never ideal, but we power through it.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about how are they doing? What's the feel of the squadron right now? How are your airmen getting along?
The feel of the squadron, we engineers, we're a little rough around the edges once in a while. We do like to have fun. We work incredibly hard, and we're proud of the accomplishments that we're able to do, especially in an environment like this. Bear Base situations is our bread and butter, so we enjoy this kind of work.
Well, they're making their mark here for sure, and they've got a lot to be proud of. Tell me a little bit about, let's switch to the personal real quick. Tell me a little bit about you. What hobbies, what do you like to do?
Yes, sir. I enjoy pretty much anything outdoors. I'm a little bit of a runner. I've done a handful of marathons, cycling as well. I've done some duathlons, things like that. Just I'm one of these folks that if I'm not training for something, I'm probably not putting my A game into it. So I like to set goals. But I'm also a family man too. I pretty much all my son's hobbies turn into my hobbies, supporting them, just like any parent, I'm sure, would agree with me.
Do you have you collect anything or?
My wife would say unfinished projects, kind
yeah,
of a collection.
I
finally got around just prior to this deployment to finishing our dining room table set, refinishing that. I've been putting it off for 3 PCSs. COVID gave me an opportunity to take care of some home stuff. So
no surprise to find an engineer working with his hands.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about If you were to speak to the families of the Civil Engineering Squadron, they're out here. They've got to be telling their families, "Hey, I'm dog tired. I'm working 12 hours a day. I'm sweating like crazy. I'm sleeping with a whole bunch of other people in the same tent, and my roommate snores." What are you going to say to the families?
You should be incredibly proud of what your engineers are able to do, what they're doing down here for our nation. Most of them are working well above their pay grade for in less than desirable conditions. Sometimes the work is not glamorous, but they are constant professionals. So I'm proud of them, and their family should be too. We ask a lot. We ask a lot, and they step it up every day.
There's a lot to be proud of. So a subtle difference, and it may be the same answer, but what would you say to the airmen themselves?
So probably short and sweet, the way engineers like it. You know, keep your head up, be proud of what you're doing here, and engineers lead the way.
Chief, tell me about where you want to go with the Civil Engineering Squadron. What are your goals and the commander's goals?
I think the last rotation gave us a really good foundation to build off of. They had some good visions for the future. We really want to nail down specifics on those, and then we want to tweak them to continue to expand our capabilities here. Ultimately, our goal is to make PSAB a resilient base that's able to recover and react to anything. That's kind of our primary focus here on out.
It's very heartening to me to hear you reflect back that readiness and resiliency theme, because that's something that's near and dear to my heart. And I know that I feel sorry for the civil engineer sometimes, because I can be a demanding customer in the things that we're trying to get done very, very fast here. And of course, there's only so much bandwidth, so many hours of the day, and so many resources. So sometimes you guys have to spend some time suppressing my appetite, but it's a great relationship, because what you are able to do is nothing short of miraculous, and I just can't thank you and your team enough. It's fun sitting down with you.
Yes, sir, we appreciate that. This is what we do. Like I said, this engineers is our bread and butter. This is where we make our money.
Well, it's been fun sitting down with Chief Schoenebaum today. Our engineers work miracles for us here at PSAB, and I couldn't be more proud of this team.